In the gospel reading today, as we hear about this man who had given these talents to his servants, and they were supposed to use these talents. And we can look at ourselves and recognize what God has entrusted to our care and ask ourselves, how am I using those things? In other words, is it selfish or is it for the good of others? We hear about the man who just took this money and buried it, obviously out of fear, whatever purpose, he wasn't willing to do anything with it. You could look at the others and say, well, back in those days, I mean, if somebody got appendicitis, they were going to die, or any other kind of disease. So this guy was going to go away for a long time. There's certainly no guarantee that he's coming back. They could have said, well, it's mine now. He gave it to me, and who knows if we're ever going to see him again. I can just do with it what I want. But we see in this case that neither of these two other guys did that. They went and used what God and what this man had given them and brought it back to him, twice as much as what was given. And they were rewarded for that. Now, I suppose you could say, well, maybe they were looking at it saying, well, if I do it this way, then I'll be rewarded. But there was nothing that said they were going to be rewarded. All it was there's what's entrusted to you. Now, that's one thing if we're looking at some kind of money or whatever it might be. But if we look a little bit deeper into our own lives and ask ourselves, what is it that God has actually entrusted to me? Depending on your state in life, what God has entrusted to you is infinitely greater than any sum of money. If you are called to be married, or to be a priest, or to be a consecrated person, God has entrusted souls to you. The consecrated person, obviously, that's in a spiritual way. In a marital union, that is in a very practical way. All the money in the world cannot even come close to equaling the value of one soul. God gave you one soul to care for on the day you got married. And then if there are children, he has given you many more souls to care for. How have we done with that? Or how are we doing with that? Becomes the question. If you're not called to be married, then you look at that from a spiritual perspective. Is it a spiritual maternity or a spiritual paternity that God is calling you to? And how are we doing with that? Are we truly bringing these souls to God? Are we doing truly what's best for them? Are we really putting forth the effort? Again, you see what these people did in the gospel, and they doubled what it was that God had given. They had to be diligent about the work that they were about if they were going to be able to take what was given to them and increase it. What is it that God wants increased in souls? Grace and charity. The other virtues too, of course. But ultimately, that's what it comes down to, is grace and charity, because that's all that's going to remain for the rest of eternity. Is that what we're doing? Are we helping to make these people saints? Are we building them up? Are we bringing them to the Lord? That's what we have to be concerned about. Because, yes, God will hold us responsible for the other things that he's given to us. Maybe he's given you this ability or that, and you can do all these wonderful things. Yeah, what did you do with that? But that is absolutely nothing compared to the people that God has put into your life, the souls that he has entrusted to your care. That's what we really have to be looking at with our own self. Am I seeking truly to do the will of God for these people? Am I truly loving them the way that I ought to be loving them? Am I truly building them up the way that the Lord desires for me to do? Obviously, there are difficult situations where got adult children or teenage children, they aren't going to be willing to listen to anything you have to say. then don't try and say it, but pray and offer your sufferings, and the struggles and the difficulties, the heartache that comes from this particular person who won't talk to you, won't listen. That's a tremendous suffering that parents have to bear. And so offer that to the Lord for the conversion of this person. Continually pray for that person. We don't know how God is going to work. I just heard yesterday about this Jewish man who converted and became a Carmelite priest. And his mother was not amused by this at all. And this man started praying novenas and just prayed novena after novena after novena until his mother died and she never converted. And then there was somebody with some spiritual gifts from the little town where they were at. And the woman came and said to him, "In time, you will receive something on the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, and it will tell you what happened to your mother." 6 years later, on the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, he received a letter, and it explained that here's what occurred. Somebody had seen what was going on at the moment of his mother's death, and that Our Lady had intervened. So this man prayed all these novenas for his mother. Now we need to bring her to heaven. So there was no external sign that she had converted, but at the last second of her life, she did. Don't stop praying. Don't give up. It doesn't matter how bad the situation might seem, God has entrusted these souls to your care. You need to care for them. That's what he's asking of all of us. It's a whole lot easier just to write them off and say, "Forget you. You don't want to cooperate, I'm done with you." No, that's not what we have to do. We need to pray. We need to serve them because we need to love them in whatever way is going to be the best way to serve them. It's not always the easiest. It's not always the most pleasant. Sometimes it's very painful. But whatever is the very best, that's what God is asking. And if we can do that, not only do we grow in grace and charity, but we're going to bring that grace and charity to the souls entrusted to our care.